This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a pastor who recently died from Ebola. And even more sadly, he spread the deadly disease to the main Congo city of Goma. Stay tuned to learn how you can intercede for this African nation. Shane W. Roestiger is the founder of Hot House of Truth, which, in case you haven't heard of it, is a place designed by God to awaken his bride by the preaching of his uncompromising word, to purify her by his fire, to equip her by his spirit, and to send her out full of oil and fire. Well, Roestiger is releasing his new juicy book called Chunks of Meat. Have you ever wondered why you haven't grown in your Christian walk? Do you wonder why you have not reached the fullness of Christ? Or have you wondered why you haven't manifested as a mature son or daughter? Well, stop wondering. All you need to do is change your diet. It's time to eat heavenly protein. It's time for you to reach full maturity in Christ. It's time to grow up. The book Chunks of Meat is at your table, and it's free. It's for you. Just come and eat. Truth not for sale. Log on and download your free copy today at hothouseoftruth.com. A pastor recently died from Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Unfortunately, he brought the disease to the main Congo city of Goma. The World Health Organization calls this Ebola outbreak the second worst epidemic in the world. So far, it's infected 2,500 people and killed 1,655 in Congo. It hasn't been easy to try to contain the outbreak. Armed militia and a deep-rooted mistrust of health officials make it much harder, according to Reuters. When officials discovered Ebola in the city of Goma, it raised fears that the disease could accelerate into one of Africa's most densely populated areas and over the Rwandan border. The priest who brought Ebola to Goma became infected during a visit to the town of Butembo. He interacted with Ebola patients while there, according to Congo's health ministry. On Monday, the pastor was taken back to Butembo. The ministry says this: due to the speed with which the patient has been identified and isolated, as well as the identification of all bus passengers from Butembo, the risk of spreading to the rest of the city of Goma remains low. End quote. But Reuters reports that Goma has been preparing for Ebola's revival for about a year. They set up hand-washing stations, and they made sure that moto taxi drivers did not share helmets. Josie Golding, a specialist on epidemics, says this: there is a grave risk of a major increase in numbers, or spread to new locations, as we've heard today in Goma. End quote. And to make matters worse, unidentified attackers killed two Ebola health workers. And this attack is just the latest in a string of assaults this year on health responders. WHO's direct general says this: every attack gives Ebola an opportunity to spread. Ebola gets a free ride. End quote. So listeners, please pray that this Ebola outbreak would end immediately. Pray for safety, health, and no fear among the people in Congo. Our God can heal the sick, and He can intervene in this situation. Keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast for more updates on this story. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.